October 18, followers of the Lamb. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Revelation 14, 4 and 5. The Lord has a people on the earth who follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. He has his thousands who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Such will stand with him on Mount Zion. But they must stand on this earth, girded with the whole armor, ready to engage in the work of saving those who are ready to perish. We need not wait till we are translated to follow Christ. God's people may do this here below. We shall follow the Lamb of God in the courts above only if we follow him here. We are not to follow Christ fitfully or capriciously, only when it is for our advantage. We must choose to follow him. In daily life, we must follow his example as a flock trustfully follows its shepherd. We are to follow him by suffering for his sake, saying at every step, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Job 13:15. His life practice must be our life practice. And as we thus seek to be like him and to bring our wills into conformity to his will, we shall reveal him. We are not in a dreamland of inaction. We are soldiers of Christ, enlisted in the work of showing our loyalty to him who has redeemed us. What we are in the heavenly home when saved, eternally saved, will be the reflection of what we now are in character and holy service. Shall we not show our loyalty by keeping God's commandments here, in this our place of probation? Are we following Christ with unswerving loyalty, keeping his life of perfect obedience, of purity and self-sacrifice ever before us, that by beholding we may become changed into his image? Do we strive to imitate his fidelity? If we educate ourselves to say, "Be thou my pattern," if by the eye of faith we see him as a living Savior, we shall be strengthened to follow him. Then with the undefiled we shall follow him in the future life. As eye and heart witnesses, we can bear testimony to his majesty, for by faith we have been with him in the Holy Mount.